This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. The Taos Chamber Music Group revisits one of its most popular programs next weekend, March 30th and 31st, at the Harwood Museum. Art of the Cello Part 2 brings together four terrific New Mexico cellists for a mix of music from the Baroque era to the 1960s, all scored for multiple cellos. Along with Dana Winograd, James Holland, and Joel Bechtel, the concert features our guest this morning, cellist Sally Gunther. Sally, it is great to have you at KUNM.
Thank you so much for inviting me to be here. It's my pleasure indeed.
Audiences love the cello. I know many, many people who say, oh, the cello, that's my favorite instrument, solo or in choir. What is it, do you think, that is so appealing to people about the sound of the cello?
The cello, I think, represents or gives us a feel for the human voice so much more than some other instruments. The string instruments have this capacity for a huge variation in sound quality, and particularly the cello, which has a huge range in terms of depth to height. We can play and do often play very, very high in the same range as a violin would do, but also we can get way down to the bottom, and this sort of richness of sound really reaches through to people, I think.
And I'm assuming that this program is a way of exploring all those different sounds.
It certainly does. We have, in fact, a first performance of a quartet that was written by a friend, a colleague of mine, Pablo Ortiz, who, in fact, has written quite a bit of cello music. Next weekend, we are going to premiere a piece which he actually wrote originally for string quartet, and he has very kindly rearranged it for four celli. So wow. I'm very excited to be doing this.
Other than this new piece by Pablo Ortiz, mm-hmm. how did you structure the program? Where are the pieces coming from?
A few of the pieces are written for four cellos, but we have some arrangements. Actually, we're going to have an arrangement our artistic director, Nancy Laupheimer, has made of a Bach flute sonata, which is written with a continuo part and strings. And so this is going to be done by the four celli with flute. And we have a number of arrangements made by the very well-known cellist Laszlo Varga, principal cellist of the New York Philharmonic for many, many years, under Dimitri Metropoulos and Leonard Bernstein. He has made many arrangements of various things from solo cello to multiple celli. So we are doing several of his arrangements as well.
And I understand there's a little bit of Gershwin and a little bit of the Beatles.
There's a little bit of Beatles, there's a little bit of Gershwin, and believe it or not, Guns N' Roses. So we're getting pretty modern and pretty hip in this concert. And I will mention that a couple of these arrangements, the Gershwin and the Guns N' Roses, are arranged by another cellist colleague whom I got to know last summer at the Santa Fe Opera, and he's a very young Canadian cellist who is based in Toronto and works with four young Canadian men cellists, and he does a lot of arranging for their group. So these two things are arranged by my friend Alistair Eng.
Wow, terrific. Sally Gunther will be joined by three other cellists, Dana Winograd, James Holland, and Joel Bechtel, for a program of music for multiple cellos, Saturday, March 30th at 5 p.m., and Sunday, March 31st at 5 p.m., at the Harwood Museum of Art in Taos. For tickets or information, go to taoschambermusicgroup.org. Sally, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Spencer. It was a pleasure.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.